Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Hall, ACEC's Executive Vice President, and I also run the Advocacy Department at ACEC. We're looking forward to seeing everybody at ACEC's annual convention and legislative summit, where a cornerstone of this meeting is our lobbying program, where we're going to send hundreds of ACEC citizen lobbyists to Capitol Hill to advocate on key industry priorities. And a top priority for the industry right now, as many of you know, is restoration of full deductibility of R&D expenses. The House passed their bill. It's now time for the Senate to act, and we may have a showdown on Capitol Hill the very week that you're in Washington. We need your voice like never before to urge the Senate to act on R&D. There's still time to register. Go to acec.org to sign up for this important event. Join us. Help the industry to push this critical issue forward. Thank you.
Welcome to Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. And today we're doing a spotlight on an upcoming course, which is very popular and important for a lot of our members, especially the members who are new in their firms or coming up in the ranks. And the course is Managing Small Projects Successfully. And to speak about this, I have the presenter for the upcoming course, Jared Jamison. He's a senior consultant with PSMJ. This is a joint project between PSMJ and ACEC. Jared, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself, PSMJ, and you know how this course kind of came about.
Yeah, thanks. So just a little bit about my background. I do consulting full-time now. I sort of spent most of my career in practice as a structural engineer. So my background is structural engineering, but I sort of fell in love with the business side of our industry maybe halfway through my career, and spent the second half really just focused on that piece of what it is that we do, just kind of following my passions. And that's what led me into the consulting world. So I jumped ship from practice, 2019 timeframe, and I've been consulting since then for the last 5 years. And I found PSMJ resources along the way. Actually, my firm used to work with PSMJ back when I was in practice. So I always knew that it's where I wanted to end up, to just help other firms be successful on the business side. So that's really what PSMJ is focused on, helping architects and engineers be more successful with their business. And so as it comes to this project management stuff, It's been a big focus of PSMJ since day one. They've been, PSMJ actually stands for Professional Services Management Journal. It started off as just a journal to share business ideas, because it's something we weren't talking about in our industry, is the business. When we formed PSMJ, or before PSMJ was formed, about 50 years ago, we're celebrating a 50th anniversary this year. So we used to work with them, and we used to send PMs to their PM training. And so PSMJ is really known for that, the PM training, because there's been close to 50,000 project managers in our industry that have gone through their standard PM bootcamp that they've developed and refined over the years. But we do more than that. We also do a lot of consulting that help firms do strategic planning, ownership transition, financial management, a lot of other stuff. And that sort of brings us to where we are here with ACEC. We were known for our project management trainings and expertise and best practices we've gained over the years, and ACEC, and we got to talking somewhere along the way and thought, this is a really big issue that not many people are talking about, is what do we do with small projects? Because you got to manage them a bit differently than our large ones, and everything is typically focused on the large projects.
Yeah, you know, it's that. And we're all about the business of engineering, of course. You know, that's our mandate. So it's a good match there. It's kind of funny, because I talk to engineers, I talk to our members, some of them, one is an incoming XCOM member. And, you know, it's that transition from the application of what you learn in school to become an engineer, everything you do on the technical side, you know, you have this wealth of information, this wealth of knowledge, and then you have this entire other just universe of the business side of engineering, of actually running a firm or running a project, of the actual day-to-day firm management operation that really isn't taught as much. And unless you have a joint MBA or if you have kind of that background in business, it, you know, you don't come out with of university with a lot of this knowledge. So it's really important that we have these courses, and we have organizations like PSMJ that can help fill this gap, because it's critically important. Tell me a little bit about who you think the target audience is for this course.
Yeah, Jeff. I mean, you sort of hit on it a little bit there, in that you're absolutely right that most, I would say almost all of us did not study this stuff in college, right? It was very technical focused. And I don't even think I took a project management class until I went back and got my MBA, like you said, right? And then there's even the step beyond that, which is you have to take what it is that you learn about managing projects and then convert that into managing firms, right? So it's a natural progression that we tend to go through. And honestly, the biggest target market for this really are those, the engineers. And I know there's a couple architects out there in ACEC. My old firm, we were big ACEC fans, and we did have some architects that went through there too, but I know it's primarily engineering with ACEC.
We're a big 10. We welcome anybody.
Welcome them all with open arms. And so that's a big part of this target, is who's doing small projects, which tend to, and that's not a, you know, as Barbosa said, consider these more of guidelines than actual rules. It tends to be people that are just cutting their teeth in project management, right? There's a lot of times it's, hey, we got some small projects that we're going to get you started in on project management, right? So you can learn on the small ones, and then we'll graduate you into larger ones. So that's a big part of the audience. There are people just getting going into project management, and how do we do this? What new skills do we need to have beyond just the technical and producing quality work, right? But then there's also another group of PMs that may even be managing large projects, but their clients also have small projects, right? And they have to learn to juggle the large projects with the small projects. And sometimes that's a challenge for PMs, because you have to treat them differently just because of the order of magnitude of the time that you have to manage the projects. So it's really that whole end of the spectrum, people just getting going, but then there's good tidbits in this as well for the more experienced project managers that are really converted. They've been doing the large and they realize, hey, I got to do something differently to be successful on small projects.
Yeah, it's not a one for one kind of thing. It's something that is unique, right? What are some of the aspects of small projects that really differentiate themselves from the larger projects that firms might engage in?
I think, you know, the first thing when I ask people, the very first response I get is, well, the biggest difference between managing large projects and small projects is that with the small projects, I don't have the time to manage it, and I don't have the budget to manage it. Yeah, you know, so there's no budget and there's no time. If I were to sit down and actually plan this out like a project that I would for a larger project, I would blow the entire budget and schedule for the project before we even start, right? So there is no time. And we tend to approach these by just diving in head first and go without taking a minute to stop back and plan, right? So that's the first one, is I have no time. I have no budget. The other thing is, with larger projects, we have this, it's this great thing where you may only have a project or two to manage as a project manager. It's, oh, this is great. It's very easy. Now, easy in air quotes, managing just a project or two. Now, if you're managing small projects, it's kind of a part-time, it's a little side job, right? It's something tacked on to all the other things that you have to do, or you've got 15, 20 of them going on at once, and you're trying to juggle a lot of these things, right? They also don't get the level of attention from even further up in your firm than the large projects would get, right? A large project, everyone has their eye on it. They're making sure all the resources that you need are provided to this project. Everyone's working on the small ones. They're like, ah, it's going to be done in 2 months. So just go do it, right? So it's just how we approach these things are very different. And the key and what we get into this class is you still have to do all the things, right? But you have to do them different. Like they're still required to manage a project successfully. You need to do the same things as you do in a large project. You just need to approach it very differently and at a different scale in small projects. So that's really what we focus in on here. What are those things that you got to do and how do you scale it down?
I would imagine if you're someone who has, like, to your point, I mean, you look at a couple of large projects, one or two that you're working on compared to 15 or 20 or whatever you have in the small projects category, you know, life is very complicated. If you have even 15 projects you're trying to juggle and you're trying to make sure that they are getting the attention they need, that they are on task, that they are on timeline, and that the budgets, of course, being constricted or smaller, you know, probably have much more impact on the client owner because, you know, it's not a small project to them. It's a big project and it requires the same amount of attention, that it takes a lot more concentration and a lot more tools in your toolbox to be able to manage those effectively, because it's a day-to-day, you know, it's like raising a child, you know, it needs constant attention. And you can't, and you're only so many hours in the day, there's only so many billable hours in a month. You have to make sure that you have all those things managed effectively. I would imagine that, you know, someone who is in a position of saying, okay, I'm going to be given a number of these small projects, need kind of a template or some guiding tactics and strategies that would come about in this course. You know, what are some of the takeaways that you hope that students and you know, participants come away with?
Yeah, I think the number one biggest one is that not only do you have time, but you must do, right? You still have to go through and plan the project and manage the project actively throughout the project in order for this thing to be successful at the end. But you have to approach it differently, right? It all scales, right? So we'll go through an exercise of actually developing a project management plan for a small project within the class. We break into teams and we do a lot of this. And then you recognize, you know what? I can do an effective project management plan. That's all that's required for a project that's $10,000 fee. I can do it in 20 minutes, 15 minutes. I can put together all the keys that I need to manage that project. And then with a couple minutes a week, if you do it the right way, you can keep track of where that project is and successfully see it to the finish line. Much different than a larger project where you may have a week to develop a detailed project management plan. You may not check in on it every week, but you're doing a deeper dive once a month. Here, we're just scaling down and compressing the same things. We're just doing it different. So I hope that's the number one takeaway is, yes, you do have time. Yes, you still have to do it. And here are some tools to help you do it.
I would imagine for those at firms who are really focused on small projects and they take this course and they have those fundamental building blocks, that at the point in time where they're given that first big project, they can look at it more confidently and say, okay, this is great. All I need to do is scale up the individual pieces that I already know how to do with the small projects and just, you know, increase the timetable or just overall scale what I have already mastered, right?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. We're building the fundamental building blocks of the scaled down version, to where either you can do it yourself, right? You can scale into this a bit larger, or there's other tools. Other things become a bit more important as a project gets larger, to where you may want to do some further training. Yeah, fully self-serving, right? That PS&J, we do a full 2-day program to scale up those project management skills. But the same concepts apply. We just build upon them, right? A good example is risk management. On a larger project, risk management becomes a much more, I don't know if important is the word, but you need to be more robust in how you approach risk management for a large project. And it's time consuming, but the stakes can be very large on a large project compared to a small project. Doesn't mean you can ignore some risk management on a small project, but what you can do is go through and create templates for certain types of projects that are small. And you realize the majority of risk are risks that are shared across common projects. Go ahead and come up with mitigation plans at the firm level for dealing with that. And then you don't have to touch it on a small project. You may want to approach that differently on a medium or large project because the stakes get much bigger. Yes, there are high stakes potentially with a small project, but as a project scales up, the stakes do typically become larger.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, that's an interesting point that you raise, that you're able to create these overarching strategies that you can apply to small projects that, you know, to your point, are at the firm level. So you can kind of already have that cover. You already have that kind of menu of options that you can kind of pull from and apply as needed. And it gives you the ability to move quickly because you don't have to do the work each time. You already have it set. It's just, how are you going to apply this to the individual project at hand? So you've done this course a couple of times. I mean, what kind of feedback do you get from the participants?
Yeah, it's been overwhelmingly positive so far. You know, we've done it a handful of times, four or five. I can't recall how many times because it's been so much fun. But no, we've gotten really good feedback from it. People really do appreciate this takeaway that, hey, I do have time and I don't have to do all this stuff that I have to do on larger projects. Firms fall into that a lot, right? Where I have one set of processes and it's like, this is what you're going to do for a project. And that's where what happens is a lot of times they don't do it, right? Because they get scared away from it. They say, well, if I do that, it's done before I even start, right? So that's one good piece of feedback we've been getting is, oh, thank you for letting us know that it can scale down. You don't need to do all this stuff. We focus on this. It's kind of like the 80-20 rule, right? That we 20% of the effort is going to get us 80% result. That's good enough for a small project. And they could take ideas back to their firm to say, hey, let's look at this different for small projects. The other thing we've gotten some good feedback are just the tools that we've got some tools that you can provide that you can take back and use the very next day to help manage small projects and do it super efficiently. So yeah, it's been good feedback on those. And I think maybe one other thing is for a relatively short period of time, right? This is an 8-hour class. People really appreciate the level of comprehensiveness that we go into several different topics and really arm them with the information that they need to be more effective at managing these small projects. So overall, pretty good. Maybe that's just because engineers are nice, but I'd like to think it's a pretty good course too.
Well, they appreciate good information. They appreciate actionable stuff, right? And this sounds like that kind of course. You come out with actionable information, things that you could implement on day one, and actual information and tools to apply to your business and success. So, you know, Jared, tell us when the course starts up. You know, how do people find it? I understand, you know, coalitions.acec.org is a place where you can kind of reach out for more information, but tell us a little bit about when the course starts and a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's in about 4 weeks from yesterday is when it starts. I think it's May 28th, and it runs a format where it's Tuesday, Thursday, 2 weeks. So it's May 28th through June 6th. And we do that so there is time to allow the material that you've sort of gotten in that two-hour increment to sink in a bit, come up with questions to send back to us. And also recognizing the fact that you're here because you're probably pressed for time and trying to figure out how to manage all these small projects. We do them 2-hour increments over 2 weeks to give you time to do your job, right? So it starts up in a couple, 3 or 4 weeks. You can email coalitions@acec.org. But also if you go to ACEC's website, acec.org, and you just search small projects, you'll see it pops right up as one of the first things that comes up when it's up.
We'll make sure to put a link in the show notes so people can find it very easily. So it'll all be there. Jared, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
you know, thanks for having me, Jeff. I'm looking forward to this, and I hope some listeners here join us for the class. Love to have more people in there. And, you know, anytime I get to work with ACEC, I love it. Used to be very active in the Virginia chapter, and good organization. So I'll put a plug, not that I have to tell people here that because they're listening, but any engineer I meet along the way that their firm's not a member of ACEC, yeah, I got to put the plug in because I love that organization. Great organization.
Well, we'll accept the plug.
I'm not just
anytime.
Putting smoke up your butt either. But.
Well, it's going to be a great course, and I do encourage everybody out there who is engaged in either small or large projects to kind of hone their skills with this course. So check out the link in the show notes. And Jared, thanks again for being a part of the conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff, and I hope to see some of you guys there.
Absolutely. And again, this has been Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies, and we'll see you next time.